Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dürr Interim Report on the first half year of 2013. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ralf Dieter, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ralf Dieter speaking. My colleague Ralf Heuwing and I welcome you to Dürr's conference call on our first half 2013 results. I will start by summarizing the key highlights, giving you an overview of the results, and later on I will be taking you through our divisions as well as sharing our views on the markets and our outlook with you. Ralf Heuwing will present you our figures and in more detail in between. Let's start with the highlights. The first half was well in line within our expectations, not only in terms of incoming orders, but also with regard to sales. The EBIT margin was strong. Demand remained consistently strong and requests for quotations remain at a good level. We are leaving our positive outlook for 2013 and our guidance unchanged. The figures which we expected for sales, incoming orders and earnings should be readily achievable as long as the global economy does not worsen significantly. To be more precise, it seems like that the EBIT margin will reach the upper end of their respective target corridor. Page 3 on the presentation shows that consolidated sales came to 1.294 billion in the first half of 2013, equivalent to a small decline of 2.7% year over year. The main reasons for this is that many larger projects are at an early stage with low top-line contribution. In addition, cleaning and filtration systems posted lower sales of 45 million due to the rejection of low-margin system contracts in the previous year. In the second quarter, we reduced the sales decline here. Orders in the first half exceeded sales by 14%, resulting in an increase in order backlog to a very high level of 2.5 billion. This will ensure good capacity utilization until mid-2014 and even beyond. After an increase of 2.7% in the first quarter, service sales gained momentum in the second quarter and rose by 6.3% in the first half of the year. As a result, the service business accounted for 21% of consolidated sales after 19% in the first half 2012. Looking ahead over the next few quarters, the sales share of service business should continue to widen thanks to the continuous growth in our installed base. Page 4 shows that the group's incoming orders came to 613 million euro in the second quarter. This means that we have achieved an average of 622 million order intake over the last four quarters. We are fully on track towards reaching our guidance range between 2.3 and 2.5 billion. The price quality of orders remains satisfactory. Let's turn to page 5. The emerging markets displayed strong momentum in the first half of 2013. We received contracts worth 755 million from these markets, marking a substantial year-over-year increase of 147 million. At 58%, emerging markets accounted for a large proportion of the group's total orders. Demand was particularly strong in China, where order volumes increased by 64% after the relatively weak first half of 2012. We also received several major orders in Brazil, and business in North America started slow into the year but picked up in the second quarter. As expected, order intake in Europe fell short of the previous year's high figures. Ralf Heuwing will take you now through our financials and cash flow statements.
Thank you, Ralf. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 6. Gross margin continued to widen in the first half of 2013 and at 19.4% exceeded the previous year's figure of 17.0% substantially. The reasons for this include the order quality in the backlog, or high capacity utilization, and a good order execution. SG&A costs rose by 6% to 118 million euros in the first 6 months, while our headcount climbed by 8%. In accordance with the innovation course, which we are steering with our DUET 2015 strategy, R&D expenses were increased by 18% to 19 million euros. Despite the small decline in sales, EBIT climbed by 14% to 82 million euros. EBIT margin also widened considerably, and at 7.3%, it's already within our full-year target corridor of 7 to 7.5%. The financial result improved by 2.6 million euros to minus 10.2 million euros. This was due to improved financing terms, which we successfully negotiated in Q3 last year, as well as a result of reduced expenses for pension obligations and liabilities arising from long-term work accounts. With a tax rate of 27% and tax expense of 19.8 million euros, earnings after tax in the first half this year rose by 19% to 52 million euros. Our earnings per share reached €1.51 compared to €1.23 a year earlier. Let's move to page 7. In the second quarter, we recorded a positive cash flow from operating activities of €42 million, up from a negative €30 million in the first quarter. Consequently, at €12 million, the cash flow from operating activities for the first half was already in positive territory. The good performance in Q2 was driven by higher income as well as the reduction of net working capital by €20 million. By contrast, net working capital had risen by €92 million in the second quarter of the previous year. Our operational liquidity planning for the next few quarters provides for a further reduction in working capital and a continued positive cash flow. The small volume of forfeiting and factoring transactions had no major impact on cash flow. Our net working capital at the end of the first half of 2013, which is shown on page 8, stood at €153 million, which is a decline of a good €20 million compared to the end of Q1. Days working capital at the end of Q2 was within our target range of 20 to 25 days. We consider this to be an adequate and good performance level. On page 9, you see an overview of our work in process and progress billings. Since the end of 2012, payment balance with our customers has improved by €42 million. Prepayments from customers, which are reported on the liability side, were still exceptionally high at €524 million at the end of June. However, on the asset side, future receivables from contracts will be set against these liabilities. The balance of future receivables from contracts and customer prepayments was a negative €67 million as of June 30th. This amount, which represents customers' net pre-financing of contracts, will lead to future cash outflows, which in turn will increase net working capital and reduce cash. Page 10 shows the key balance sheet items. As of June 30th, total assets stood at €1.841 billion. Accordingly, they were up by a small 1.8% over the year end, but slightly down on March 31st this year. Equity and equity ratio remained largely unchanged compared to the end of 2012 due to the dividend payout of €39 million. Compared to a year ago, the equity ratio increased from 22.1% to 23.8%. We expect the equity ratio to continue to improve as the year progresses and are striving for a medium-term target of 30%, which we plan to achieve by retaining profits. The negative free cash flow of €10 million and the dividend outflow of €39 million caused the net financial status to drop from €97 million at the end of 2012 to €43 million right now. However, compared with mid-2012, it was up by a sharp €91 million. Annualized ROCE reached a strong 35%. In the first half this year, once again highlighting the strength of our asset-light structure. Finally, page 11 gives you an overview of our CapEx plans for this year. Capital expenditure rose by 36% to 21.8 million euros in the first half. This primarily reflects the expansion spending previously announced and scheduled for completion this year. We had previously budgeted CapEx spending of 35 to 40 million euros without acquisitions for this year. In further fine-tuning our plans, we are now raising this forecast to around 45 to 50 million euros, so 10 million higher. This means we expect CapEx spending to be somewhat higher in the second half than in the first half of this year. This increase reflects additional expansion plans, for example, the construction of a test center in Japan and facility expansions in Germany and in Poland. Of the CapEx plan for 2013, replacement spending should only account for roughly 20 million euros and expansion spending for the remaining 25 to 30 million euros. In doing so, we are adjusting our capacities to accommodate the sustained increasing demand, and we also provide additional customer benefits by the test facilities. We assume that CapEx will return to a more normal level of around 25 million euros in 2014 and thereafter. I will now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of our divisions and also give you our outlook.
Thank you, Ralf. Let's move to page 12. The positive trend in sales and earnings in the Paint and Assembly Systems division continued in the first half. Sales were up 5%, while EBIT climbed to 44 million, with EBIT margin now reaching 7.8%. This was due to increased revenues and gross margin, as well as our good order execution quality and moderate growth in overheads. And as expected, order intake at Paint and Assembly Systems fell 11% short of the previous year's high figure in the first half of 2013. We received major orders from Brazil, China, Italy and the United States, for example, and again order intake substantially exceeded sales, even though sales increased by 5%. Consequently, the division's order backlog continues to be strong. Page 13 shows that the dynamic trend in the Application Technology division has continued into 2013. Order intake rose by 7.5% over the first half to 326 million. In addition to new business, modernization business also performed very well. Major contracts for the delivery of painting robots in Application Technology were received from China, but also South Africa and Brazil, to name some examples, and demand is set to remain strong over the rest of the year. Application Technology sales were down slightly year over year, since several projects were still at an early stage and made only small contributions to the top line. However, Application Technology will be able to make up for the revenue shortfall in the second half, and the book-to-bill ratio stood at 1.3, while the order backlog reached 500 million, which is the highest level ever. The division's gross margin widened on the strength of its high capacity utilization and the improved margin quality of the order backlog. With fixed costs rising moderately, EBIT increased by 1.7 million to 27.3 million with an EBIT margin of 10.7%. Order intake in the Measuring and Process System division, shown on page 14, fell 15% short compared to the first 6 months of 2012. Weaker demand from the general mechanic engineering industry reduced order intake in balancing and assembly products, and order receipts for cleaning and filtration systems held almost steady after the previous year's deliberate decision not to accept less profitable business. The 16% decline in sales from Measuring and Process Systems is a result of the reduced order intake for cleaning and filtration systems in 2012. Sales in balancing and assembly products remained at the previous year's level. Even so, the book-to-bill ratio reached 1.04 in the first half. As sales in cleaning and filtration systems were lower, the EBIT margin of Measuring and Process Systems fell from 7 to 6% year over year. In the first half of 2013, Cleaning and Filtration Systems almost completed its capacity adjustments to match our business volume. Page 15 shows the figures for our Clean Technology Systems division, which have previously only entailed our exhaust air purification business. They now also include the activities of ORC technology startup company Dürr-Cyplan and the heat pump specialist Thermea. Order intake and revenues in the Clean Technology System division fell slightly short of the previous year level. The order backlog continued to rise as order intake exceeded sales by 35%. Despite startup costs in the energy efficiency business, the division posted a substantial improvement in EBIT, underpinned by the stronger second quarter. At the end of the second quarter, we took over the environmental technology specialist Luft- und Thermotechnik Bayreuth GmbH, or with an acronym LTB. With this acquisition, we are strengthening our market position in the exhaust air purification technology, and we are broadening our portfolio of technologies. LTB will be consolidated in the second half of 2013 and will contribute positively to our results. Let's now turn to page 16. The world automobile production and sales remained on an upward trend in the first 6 months of 2013, despite the downturn in Europe, Japan, and in India. China, in contrast, the world's largest and most dynamic automotive market, posted an impressive 21% year-on-year increase in sales volumes. Volume growth also continued in other emerging markets like Brazil, as well as in the United States. On the other hand, India and Russia have reported declines of 10% and 2% respectively, although experts consider this to be only a temporary setback. PwC's automotive experts have just published their latest forecast for the light vehicle market in July 2013, as shown on page 17. These figures, especially the ones for 2013 and 2014, are somewhat lower than forecasted at the end of 2012. The expectation for 2017, however, remained unchanged at over 100 million units, which means an average annual growth rate still 5%. The countries with the highest annual growth rates, above 9% in each case, are China, India, Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. This momentum is also reflected in our sales pipeline. Requests for quotations remain at a high level, not only in the BRIC countries, but also in the US, Mexico, and even in Europe, where brownfield opportunities are coming up. Let's move now to page 18. The outlook for our business is positive, and we confirm our forecast. Full year sales should reach between 2.4 and 2.6 billion in 2013. Order intake is expected to come to 2.3 to 2.5 billion, leading to a healthier order backlog at the end of the year. We forecasted a full year EBIT margin within the target corridor of 7.0 and 7.5%, and as already mentioned, we are quite optimistic to reach the 7.5% level. On page 19, you will find an update for our cash flow forecast. Operating cash flow should rise substantially in 2013 as a whole, and as a net working capital is likely to return to normal again after accumulating in the previous year. This should be accompanied by an appreciable increase in free cash flow, which should exceed 70 million despite higher CapEx spending. So, ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to place your questions, I would like to briefly reiterate the main points. The first half was fully in line with our expectations, and we already have achieved an EBIT margin of 7.3%. Book-to-bill stood at 1.14, and our order backlog is well filled with 2.5 billion. Automobile production will continue to increase by a strong 5% annually, and moving forward, this growth will be driven by the emerging markets with greenfield investments and a resurgence of the North American market with mostly brownfield investments. For the remaining months of 2013, we expect a continuation of the upward trend with an accelerated sales generation, stronger earnings growth, and a clear improvement in cash flow. So thank you very much for your attention so far. We are now happy to answer your questions, and I give back to Luke. Luke.
If you would like to ask a question over the audio, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. We'll take as many questions as time permits and proceed in the order you signal us. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been asked and answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Sven Weier from UBS. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions from my side, please. The first one is regarding your pipeline. You already mentioned the pipeline is filling up again for the rest of the year. I was just wondering, if you look at the current pipeline and being aware that delays are always a possibility, but generally would you say that the pipeline looks as decent as the order intake that you had in the first half? The second question would be referring to your Q2 P&L. I just noticed that your general admin cost was 2 million higher than usual. Also, your holding cost seemed quite high. So I was just wondering if there's been sort of a 1-2 million a one-off cost in there, or what's been driving that. And then just finally, on the restructuring of the cleaning systems, you mentioned in your quarterly report that you may be deciding on a further step up of that in the second half. So maybe you could give us some more color on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Weier. Your question regarding the pipeline, I think what we see is that we have a very strong pipeline which is somehow concentrating towards the fourth quarter and being aware that some of those decisions can also then basically slip into the next year, we still see enough pipeline volume to get to the order intake as our guidance. So, and it looks, let's say, as stable as in the first half. So then I do the last one. Yeah, you're right. In the report, we mentioned that we have maybe to take another step in cleaning filtration system. That is something we will have to decide in the fourth quarter.
On your question regarding SG&A, no, there was no special one-off item in the P&L in the first half. We, as you have noticed, have increased our headcount, and accordingly, also we have had higher personnel costs. So this is just a regular operating item.
Because I thought it was quite noticeable. If you look in Q2 separately, your admin cost has been going up 2 million. While it has been relatively stable at 25.5 before, so that was quite just noticeable, I thought, in Q2.
Yeah, I think that okay. the last quarters we had always reported that we have a very moderate increase of SG&A costs, which we had, but we also have fired people we needed to, and I think it's just we have just more people on board as well. We have to acknowledge here.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Our next question comes from Tim Rokossa from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, thanks for taking my questions. There would be two, please. Firstly, on your Chinese order intake, somewhat following up on the order intake question for the second half. I think last year H2 was in particular much stronger than H1. Is the pattern reversed this year, or are you confident that you can achieve at least the same sort of order intake in the second half as you did in the first half? And somewhat following up on this, we've just heard the news that BMW, at least not initially, got the approval for the expansion of one of their plants in Shenyang. Is this something you see among other customers as well, and is this worrying you at all? And then as a second question, just on the margin, I understand you don't want to raise your outlook at this stage, but is there any indication why we should not assume that Q4 will be your strongest quarter in terms of profitability this year? Thank you.
The last one was very trickily asked earlier. Okay, but let's move to the first question. The Chinese, you're right, last year we had, a weaker first half and a stronger second half. This year we have a strong first half, and we also see a good pipeline for the second half in China. And I'm next week there to visit all the customers who have those decisions, and I then have a better feeling whether this will happen this year or maybe in the first quarter next year. But I would expect that this continues to be strong in China. The BMW, what you saw in the press, I mean, we experience every day that delays of decisions or that some regulations are moving some projects 1 or 2 months ahead, and this is a very normal normal act. Yeah, so I was surprised to read that in the press, because we know many more of those kind of regulations. And the good news out of that is that you can see that the Chinese government takes the environmental subject very seriously now, which is playing into our hands, because we have the technology to reduce all this, not only energy, but also in this case it was wastewater. We reduce with our technology a lot of wastewater. And in this BMW project, which is in the press, we already have the order for. So now the last question.
The margin.
Yeah, can you repeat that question again, please?
Is there a reason why we should assume that Q4 will not be your strongest quarter in terms of profitability, like it was in the previous year?
Not from today's perspective. We actually.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Christian Kors from Warburg Research. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. Maybe first, your gross profit margin has increased considerably last quarter to a level of 20%. Is this sustainable, or what can we expect with regards to this margin for the quarters to come? And then again, on your costs, which have gone up, you mentioned the headcount increase. Do you expect that the functional cost as a whole will remain stable for the remainder of the year, or do you expect further step up in your functional cost base? And lastly, you mentioned a step up in revenues for the application technology division in the second half. Given your guidance of 2.4 to 2.6 billion revenues and the shortfall of 3% in the first half, will also be paint and assembly be a major revenue growth driver in the second half, and are you going to increase pace in that division as well?
Okay, the last question. Yeah, we I think we also have an increase of pace in the paint and assembly system in the second quarter. But at the same level as the application technology, that we have to see, that is difficult to judge from today's point of view. The step up in cost?
Yeah, on overhead costs, I would say the headcount increase, which is the main driver for overhead costs, happened step by step over the course of the last 12 or 18 months, and therefore we consider also a moderate further increase of overheads to be justified and to be expected. And the gross profit of, or the gross margin of 20%, this is the same question as the question about the EBIT margin. In a way, I think the order book has a good margin within it, and it depends on the quality of order execution, which for the last 6 months has been excellent. And there's always some risk included in those projects, so we try and deliver a level of margin which we have delivered so far this year.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Harald Ramis from LBBW. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. An additional question to the margin side. In the report, you mentioned an increased level of in-house production as reason for your lower material expenses ratio. And normally, you should think with lower machinery sales and more painted assembly sales. This would be the other direction. So what is the reason behind? You have increased your in-house production on any side? This is the first question. And the second, in view of your plan to build a test center in Japan, could you elaborate a bit on your cooperation with Parker? And is there any influence of your, or has been any influence of your business in recent 12 months in out of this cooperation?
Okay, Mr. Rehmer, thanks for this question. First of all, you are right. We have special products or modules or parts of systems where we decided to insource due to quality and but also due to a reliable delivery. And in China, as we have expanded our workshop, for example, by two in the last 12 months, I think that was one of the objectives, to have more in-house production and manufacturing and a little, and not so much with suppliers. We still have a huge volume of purchasing and suppliers, but critical components in terms of quality and time we decided to produce ourselves. The second question regarding the test center. The test center will be on the ground of Parker Engineering facility. Our cooperation is doing well. We are just now, it's a very small project, that's why we don't publish that, but it's a project of some, let's say, one-digit million order where we are executing with Parker in Japan, which is our first success in the country. And the relationship with Japanese OEMs is improving, but as I always said, it's a long-term project. We can't count on a quarter or 6 months large improvements. But what is the fact is that the Japanese OEMs are very aware of Dürr in this market, and we expect in the next year and on the years to come more business out of that, but not only in Japan, but mostly in Southeast Asia and in other countries where the Japanese OEMs are present.
Okay, could you drop the client name of this Japanese customer? And the first answer regarding these critical components, is it related to paint and assembly?
Yeah, it's both. It's paint and assembly and also application technology, both divisions, yeah. And, you know, the Japanese are very secretive, so I don't want to disclose the name now. Let's finish the project and then we can talk about it.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions, if I may. One concerning measuring and process systems. What makes you sure that the sales volume will clearly pick up in second half and also profitability picks up despite the relatively moderate order inflow we have seen over the last three, 4 quarters? So we should at least see over 160 million in quarterly sales to meet here a double-digit margin again. So where does this confidence come from? Second question concerning external growth opportunities. I know it's always difficult to talk about acquisitions, but in general, how do you consider currently the opportunity in the market? Because I'm sure you have a certain shortlist of possible candidates, but what is the hurdle at the moment for making bigger acquisitions and not such small add-ons we have seen over the recent past from you? Is it pricing, or are there other obstacles at the moment? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Schramm, thanks. First of all, for the measuring and process system division, we did not forecast it or announce an order intake increase. If you compare with the history, the level is still very high compared to years like 2011 or 10, and we are quite satisfied with that, which makes the result of the MPS division will improve during the second half, because operationally in the cleaning and filtration systems we have seen the bottom line and we are now improving there. That's one contributor, and we also expect a strong EBIT contribution from the balancing assembly product division as last year. So that's that. And for external growth, there is no big acquisition here on the screen. We have a lot of ideas about all the new business areas which are connected to the ones, so to the core business we are in. And at the moment, we have to continue to watch that. But it's not money or, something which is preventing us. We only decide on which fits to our business in terms of adding value. And here we have to see when the right timing is for one of the candidates we are looking at. Okay.
Not really. So I can come back to this measuring and process systems. Of course, you have to show a clear improvement in the second half, but even then, is it correct that we should expect a certain shortfall in sales and also EBIT contribution versus the previous year?
I can't tell you now, but if, even so, but from the results, we are quite more on the same level like last year, to be, that's what our expectation is.
Which obviously would mean that you have to achieve new record margins in the second half then.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. You're right. But I mean, I'm talking about the same level. I'm talking about plus minus 5 or 8 million. So then it, in terms of your looking at the figures in return on sales, that could be lower, yes.
Okay, that's quite a margin, but then I see the point. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
We'll now move on to our next question, which comes from Tom Rao from Montega. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions, if I may. First of all, on cleaning and filtration, could you please give us an indication on the amount of one-off charges you had in Q2 in order to drive down the capacities? Secondly, what are your expectations for the margin for the full year? And maybe finally on your project pipeline, you highlighted in an interview earlier and also in the quarterly report that the project pipeline looks quite promising for Q4 and also 2014. Is this due to the fact that major projects are being pulled forward, and where do these major projects come from, emerging markets or also from North America? Thank you.
The second question is, it's coming from North America. It's also mm-hmm. in the emerging markets. And from the timing, there's a lot of stuff coming in the fourth quarter, which I could expect also some of them will drop or will move into the first quarter next year. The one-offs in cleaning filtration systems, roughly 2 million.
Okay.
Yeah, and you had one more question, I believe, the middle question.
Yes, this was also to cleaning and filtration. So you mentioned that it was loss-making in the first half of the year. Given the fact that orders and also sales are below previous years in the first half, that you get to the same margin in cleaning and filtration as in the prior year?
First of all, we had this one-off, as I mentioned, and we had a sales decline of 30%, which I think is a big impact on a machinery company. That we then were slipping into the red numbers, but we expect that we get close to a break-even situation by end of the year, so we're catching up. So this, it's making money now since June again, yeah? And
okay.
So that's how we see the second half. Whether we can get to the same margin level may be difficult, as already mentioned before, but I would not see that it's far, far away from last year.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take a question from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Thank you, good afternoon. Some questions left on my side, more general ones. Could you give us an indication of your project volume currently, because in the past you stated those volumes, and could you compare it to your volume seen 2 or 3 years ago? Second question is on your service share. Could you remind us of your service share in your emerging markets, in particular China, and maybe also some words on your sealing, gluing business? How is it developing?
Okay, the project volume is more or less on, let's say, the level like last year and the year so before. So we reported on that once, I think. So, but I think I don't want to turn this call here into a sales review. But the pipeline, as I said, is looking quite on the same level. Yeah. And I think it's not too difficult to judge the pipeline when you know our market share, then see the volume. The service share, service share generally in the Asian markets is lower because of also the mentality of those customers and in those markets, first of all, that they don't like to pay so much for service, and their behavior as a customer is that they run the equipment more to a point it's then needs something to replace. Like in European countries, you see much more this kind of preventive maintenance activities. So there's a different culture, so it's lower. But it's also an opportunity for us for the future. And the gluing activities, they are doing fine. We have got some nice orders, a very big one from a German OEM for the next 3 years, which has led us to the point that we are now also in enlarging our factory for that, which is in Wolfsburg, by double to be able to produce all this equipment for the next 3 years. So we are satisfied with that.
And could you give us a rough indication for your service share in China? Because last time when you mentioned it was around 5%. Is it higher or is it same level?
Also there we see, we have the installed base is growing, but we also see in China that some of the older paint shops, and some of them are already 20 years old, need some service and refurbishment. So yes, the share has increased, and at the moment it's roughly 10 to 12%.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
As another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Luke, it seems so that nobody has a question anymore.
Indeed, there are no more questions in the queue.
Okay, thank you. Then I can close the call by thanking you all for your attention and your questions. And as always, Ralf and I did enjoy the discussion. And we hope to have you again on the phone on November 6th when our 9 month figures will be released. For today, I would like to say bye-bye and wish you a pleasant afternoon. Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.